This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's gray and super misty out the window right now. I'm not sure. It looks like that's the case in San Francisco, too. Yeah, what about in Paradise, Bryn? How's it looking out there?
I can't really see.
All right. And down in the Santa Cruz Mountains, Vinny.
Oh, looks like Paradise.
Oh, yeah, right now sun? Overhead, I have a shiny, bright blue sky.
Oh,
It was really foggy for me driving in.
Oh.
Yeah. So, it's like, wow. You know that clock?
Yeah.
You just feel like you're in a tunnel? Yeah.
Have a great
Thursday.
You mother.
All right, let's roll the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
Wonder if we ever could find a nice, like, do we have any newscasts of Maria when she signs off from her actual newscast on her fake one on Facebook? But I wonder if she signs off more nicely when she's doing a show.
I'm sure
she
does.
Let's find out.
Let's see if we can find some.
See if you can find some other audio.
I would love a Stay Classy Anchorage from Maria Athens. Wouldn't that be great?
Let me do some research.
Okay. That would be very, very funny. Anyway, this Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows educators and students need access to more personal protective equipment and technology now. So Fremont Bank Foundation donated nearly $600,000 to Bay Area school districts to buy supplies to keep people safe while learning continues for our community's youth. That's Fremont Bank, everyone. Thank you so much. All right, here's what's happening. I guess I can begin with the school stuff. I have a couple things I want to repeat as well, because the news is big and important. But let's start with, as we head into Thanksgiving, some of the schools are now out here. The colleges, I should say, are out here saying, kids, please get tested before you go home and see your families. I have a real problem with these institutions. As we've gone into this sort of pandemic, and I understand that no one knew specifically what to do, but the idea that these schools are shocked kids went to parties, unsanctioned parties.
What?
What are college kids doing at unsanctioned parties?
This seems so outlandish.
How could they be reckless? How could 19-year-old kids be reckless? How's
Jacob!
That possible? And now these institutions that said, oh, yeah, we're going to bring everybody back for in-school stuff.
Yeah.
Then a week later went, no, we have a...
Send these infected children home.
Or keep them in their rooms and let's just do this on campus, but by your computer. Okay, so you're still cashing everybody's checks, but you're not actually doing what you are charging them. Got it. Okay. Well, now they're saying... We really need them to get tested before they head home. The parties, the it's been too much. How do you not know? If you went to college, you know. If you are on a college campus daily, how do you not know?
You know.
Every one of those teachers went to college.
Yep.
As if they don't know that
they loved it so much, they kept going.
Right. Never left.
Yep.
And yet somehow they're shocked kids go to unsanctioned parties. and COVID-19 is raging on their campus.
We just can't believe it.
Well, anyway, the leaders of many of these colleges now are putting out a final plea to students heading home for Thanksgiving. Please get tested. We don't want you to get your parents sick. Well, thank you so very much for your concern.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
Jesus. All right.
Well, isn't it nice, though, that they're reminding them to get tested before they take it home to Nana?
Right. Well, it's just, the whole shock face.
We can't figure it out.
We thought we had responsible adults here. This is ridiculous.
Unbelievable.
How did this happen?
Anyway. All right. So that's the thing. If you've got a college kid flying home, hopefully you're going to demand that they quarantine or take a test, or maybe you're just like, yeah, now that I know that I'll be immune after I get through COVID, I'll just get COVID. Roll the dice. Maybe that's what people are up to.
Rolling the dice. It's always a thing.
Speaking of COVID, the next story is actually really good news. The U.S. is going to ship the vaccine for 20 million Americans before the end of the year. That is huge news. It looks like this won't get to everyone right away, but they expect to do 20 million doses a month for a while, and they don't plan to charge people.
It's huge. Vaccines
will be distributed throughout the U.S. within 24 hours of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's emergency use authorization. So that's where we're at, is this manufacturers, Pfizer and Moderna, have reported the vaccines prevent 95% of the cases of disease, and those results are excellent.
Yeah.
And these things are, they're calling it Operation Warp Speed, to get the vaccine rolled out to the people who need it most at first, and hopefully we'll push through the general population through spring, you know?
Wouldn't that be something? Didn't you say earlier, like, by the end of the summer, they hope to have everyone inoculated?
And the vaccine, this is right out of the story here from the Merck News. We've paid for the vaccines. We've worked to ensure that administration costs will be covered by private insurers and the federal government through Medicare, Medicaid, and our program to cover COVID-19 costs for the uninsured. No American will face an out-of-pocket cost for getting the COVID-19 vaccine.
It's huge.
So that is really huge. And I know I just repeated that from earlier, but I thought it bears repeating.
Absolutely.
Also, another repeat story from earlier. The Georgia election officials expect to release the results of a statewide recount, by noon today. So,
well, I'm on the edge of my seat, Finny.
What we've been hearing is that there have not been enough votes overturned or thrown out to change any of the results. But we'll have to wait on Georgia before we know for sure if we should expect some kind of concession. Or not. Maybe another
Hail Mary lawsuit. There's a million lawsuits out there.
Is in the works. Who knows? God. But that's the latest. Georgia will announce its results here before noon today. All right. Black Friday is a week from tomorrow.
Yes.
As you've probably heard, and I've even reported it here, a lot of the Black Friday deals are being offered early. They're doing it throughout the month. If you look around right now, you will find great deals on a lot of stuff. So this is the time to get it done. There are great discounts. And
Is that the magic Black Friday sale? What just went on sale?
I think that's like an update on the computer or something.
You couldn't have told me lingerie is on sale for 50% off?
Oh, maybe that was it.
Breaking news, everyone.
Are you going to report it?
Oh, no. You were going to report
it.
Where'd that sound come from?
You're the one with the sound.
I think it was, we've got a Windows security update.
For 50% off? Is that?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, anyway.
It just happened.
They say Black Friday deals that are being advertised by the 26 biggest retail stores in the country average a discount this year of about 32.2% off.
Oh,
so there's good deals out there to be had. All of these department stores have giant discounts, including JCPenney, Macy's, Kohl's, and something called Belk. Never heard of it.
No.
But apparently it's been a tough year for giant department stores.
I'll
That's
bet.
The place you're going to get the best possible deal. So
you need your money now at the end of the year.
And there are other stores with discounts, less discounts, but Ace and Big Lots, Dell, Costco, Sam's Club, Overstock.com, and something called Newegg all have discounts in the 25% range. So one of the other stories I have sort of off of that is a lot of people plan to buy for themselves during the Black Friday sales. There's one for you, one for me. One
it happens.
For you, two for me. One
yeah.
for you, two, three for me.
Well, if you've been waiting for something specific and it's suddenly deeply discounted, why wouldn't you buy it for yourself?
Clothes top the list of things that people need. Let me just tell you something.
Okay, I'm ready.
Listen closely.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Go to Athleta. You can get great stuff. Especially, I mean, if you exercise, that's excellent.
Yeah.
You're going to love their stuff. But if you just sit around, you'll also like their stuff.
Because it's very comfortable to sit in. There's certainly no seam to get in your way. I mean, as an accomplished couch potato, I can tell you that I'm very comfortable in
it's
my
working out.
It's beyond.
Clothes are on the list. Perfume, cologne, a cell phone. You got to get that new iPhone 12. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's 5G, everybody. I didn't get one, did you?
I'm going to wait till mine dies, I think.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do the same. Yeah. I am way over staying updated on that stuff.
Yeah.
The differences aren't profound enough to make it worth it.
It's such a lot of money.
And you know what's really weird, too? This is probably has a lot to do with my age, but I look at my phone and go, you don't do anything. All right.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't have any use for it. I'm trapped in the house. Who am I going to call? Who am I going to...
Right.
I look at it and go, yeah, well, you're charged, but I have no use for you.
If anything, it's like, I have too much contact to other people. I just really long for the olden days where... Nope, I don't talk to anybody today.
A video game console's on the list. I just bought one of those. I didn't even look for a deal. I just knew I have to have one right now. And we got the Xbox One. I was looking into the new one and... found out it's probably sold through summer.
Oh boy.
Like they're just gone.
People want their new console.
Laptop, chocolate, books, shoes, makeup, and alcohol round out the top things people will buy for themselves on Black Friday. Yay!
Alcohol. I'm going to need a bottle of that. This Black Friday thing's killing me.
You have a week off coming up. Do you have any plans, anything big, or will you guys just hang with the foursome and party at home?
We have zero planned. Although I will say, because today's my birthday, that maybe there's something.
I mean? Hear
John's baking something in the kitchen right now.
Oh, already?
What's he making?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not allowed out there.
There's no surprising you, though, is there?
I saw a brownie tin.
Oh,
God. I'm thinking maybe it's like brownie with ice cream and caramel. And
what?
Jeez. That sounds good.
God damn, I want one.
Is that in the fridge?
No. He's like cooking. I saw a brownie sheet out there. Whatever those things are called. A little brownie pan.
But with ice cream on it.
No. I'm thinking,
if
I get brownies, here's what
I
want. Yeah.
Oh.
Just thinking. So, I mean, the weekend normally... I would probably have some kind of party this weekend, but I'm guessing that that's not happening. We plan to eat some turkey. That's really the only plan. What about you guys have a whole household of people coming?
Me?
So, yeah.
Well, we just have my mom and my brother, and we're going to have a small little dinner for Thanksgiving. But really, I think what happens
it's a hunker down.
A visit from Jan is Jan's going to get a honeydew list of his own. From my wife.
Is that so?
Well, he's very
handy.
Skilled. Mm-hmm. So and likes to do stuff.
It's good
whereas,
hands,
you know,
well.
Me, I go, what do we need done? Yeah, I can hire someone for that.
Put
get
that
on the,
list for Jan.
So floodlights will be the first thing now that apparently we have prowlers in our neighborhood
no
regularly.
No doubt, right?
So,
motion detector lights all around the house, sir.
We already got the cameras, already got the house alarm, the windows are alarmed, the whole darn thing, motion detectors.
Light
but
it
now
up.
We got to have floodlights for the whole yard detected by motion.
That's great.
So that all the coyotes can be seen, in the middle of the
fun.
Night.
That'll be fun.
Yay!
Then maybe they'll stay away from your house.
So we already know from stories I did earlier that Google tracks most things we do.
Yeah.
The searches.
If you're doing it, someone's watching you do it.
Right. Google just analyzed 9 months worth of maps data and found the best and worst times of day to go to various places during the pandemic. And here they are. Coffee shops are busiest on Saturday mornings. Least busy Tuesday afternoon.
Oh, all right.
Pharmacies, by the way.
That's a big change, right, for the coffee thing, because normally that would be every morning at 7 a.m., right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
All right, go ahead. Pharmacies, you were about to say
pharmacies are a trip. If you haven't, especially if you're younger, on the younger side, but if you're not someone who regularly has, what do they call those, prescriptions, you don't know that there's a whole thing going on at the pharmacy. They're packed, and it feels like all the time. You walk in there, and you can just go, oh, my God, there's a huge line.
I know.
What is the deal? Well, there's...
and the line's out the door now because everyone's 6 feet apart.
People live for their medicine. That's how they stay alive. So it's a big thing. Pharmacies are busiest on Friday afternoons.
Oh.
Least busy on Monday mornings.
Hmm. All right.
So that's the time.
That makes sense, right? You wouldn't have seen your doctor, and normally you go in when, you know, I guess if you're refilling, you could get that done anytime. But if you've just gone to the doctor, it's usually not Monday morning.
Right. I don't know, but that is a thing.
It really is a thing.
Oh, did you hear, too, by the way, and I don't even have this story in front of me, but Amazon somehow now in the pharmacy business?
Yeah, are they a CVS? What's the deal with them?
I don't know. I just saw it and went, oh, my God, they're taking on every freaking business that's out there.
They really are.
No one is safe.
You know what? I'm not thinking of Amazon. I might not have seen that. I thought it was like that insurance companies are going to be in like Walgreens now or something. There's going to be a whole...
The actual insurance company?
That like a health insurance thing will be, you'll have an interface with it.
I heard Amazon's getting into the pharmacy biz and just sort of skipped the headline and went, wow, no one's safe. Okay.
Yeah, with no free delivery, no charge.
I don't have to wait in the line.
They just addressed the thing I was just bitching about.
Yeah, Prime members, though.
Well, everyone should be a Prime member. Yeah, I don't know why anyone's not. Look, if you ever order from them, it's free shipping and it's, you know.
Oh, and they will rope you in. I mean, they actually say, hey, if you're ordering, let us give you Prime. Try it for a month.
Yeah, I'm not a Prime member.
Oh, I know, shocking. But all the, okay.
My sister is, and so I just piggyback off her.
Oh.
You know, and that's honestly, it is just another way they're getting money out of you. I'm sure in the end they benefit, not you.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you seem to do well with your Prime, right? I mean, you order every single thing.
Well, listen, you know, for me, I don't know what it is now. What does it cost to be a Prime member these days?
I thought it was $110.
Okay, because it used to be like $70. It was totally worth it. But look, to me, $70 isn't—that's not going to break the bank. But you know, you got Nicole. She's 26 years old. Maybe $70 or $110 is—it's just too much. How much? 119?
119.
It's just too much.
Annually.
Yeah, every year they ding you for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if you ship, think about shipping fees.
I buy everything on Amazon. Of course, I am a Prime member.
Well, I don't shop on Amazon too much, honestly.
Nice, there you go. Nicole.
So,
good for you, Nicole. But Amazon Prime Video, it's nice.
Yeah, that's why I use my sister's account.
Grocery stores are busiest in the early afternoon on Saturdays and least busy early Monday mornings. Restaurants are busiest on Friday nights and least busy on Tuesday afternoons. And this is all from Google searches, everyone. Google Maps, I think it is, actually. The parks are busiest on Saturday afternoons and least busy on weekday mornings. So if you're looking to avoid crowds, there's some info for you. And that story is available from Google because the info is from Google. Mm. So there you go.
So click on Google.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. I just refreshed. Okay, local pharmacist, mail order is the way to go. No waiting in line. Yeah.
Nice.
For sure. Good morning. Vinny, what brand of washer and dryer again? You mentioned Black Friday sales, and we need a new washer and dryer. I have a Samsung, but I think we also had an LG. They're both excellent.
Yeah.
So I don't think you can go wrong with either one. Let me see here. Newegg is a computer store online.
Newegg?
Newegg.
Did that come up?
Yeah, that's one of the stores doing deals for Black Friday.
Oh, right.
which I don't even recognize. I didn't recognize something called Belk either.
I'm a new egg.
Oh, it looks like mostly computer products, electronics and stuff like that.
209 says they prefer lingerie 100% off.
Good one, ding dong. Come on, Adele. All right, we're going to take a quick break and be right back with the music news.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.